Fagan first, Walsh second. Now, Reid, Adelaide Crows have a new list manager, highly respected player manager for ESP. We speak of Justin Reid. Reidy, congratulations, mate, and well done.
Thanks, Rory Biggs. Thanks for having me on.
Now, how did all this come about?
Obviously, it's been well documented, Rowie. I think you might have been the first to go live with it with your crystal ball mid-year. I had conversations with the Adelaide Footy Club. But mid-year, I guess in the role that I'm currently in now at ESP, certainly wasn't the right time to, I guess, progress those discussions, given it was towards the end of the AFL season, your trade period and your draft. But I actually sat down with Andrew and David Noble 2 or 3 weeks ago now when I was in Adelaide for a few meetings, and I guess what did, stir up inside me mid-year on those discussions with David Noble was, I guess, the desire long-term to go into club land, and now's the right time to jump into it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well done.
I understand you're going to be based in Melbourne, is that right, Justin?
Yeah, correct, Bix. I mean, Adelaide will always be home. I lived in Adelaide for 35 years, and I guess that's... lucky to me that I've got a really good network on the ground there and a lot of relationships from, I guess, from the coach perspective and through the local football industry. But I guess if you look at every club now, a lot of the list managers are based in Melbourne with the AFL, with a lot of the governance now with the TPP. 60% of the draft comes out of Melbourne, and then also a lot of football's played in Melbourne as well. So I guess from a family point of view, we've been here for the last 18 months, 2 years, and... still get back to Adelaide very regularly, but I guess from a business point of view, the club's seen it's a good opportunity to have ourselves based here with Hamish Ogilvie and their recruiting team, and I guess you get to cover a bit more territory while being in Melbourne.
So you would have taken a little bit of interest in the Adelaide list over the last couple of months. What sort of shape do you rate it in?
Oh, look, Bix, I think it's in good shape. I must admit, I guess my head's been in ESP land and management land the last 2 or 3 months where I've kind of probably distanced myself from looking at it very closely, and I'll get a good look at that in the next, 3 to 6 months. But I think what they have done through the trade period with identifying, I guess, some of their weaknesses and trying to strengthen their key back positions, a bit of speed in their ruck stocks. So really, I know probably going into that period, that's something they identified, and they've really come out the back end of that with fulfilling that. Now, whether that's a success, whether that's the Carlton Footy Club, Adelaide Footy Club or Collingwood, we're all experts on the night come draft day, but you really don't know for another year or two on how well you've done on the night.
Reidy, for those that don't know, give us your job description. It's written down as list management and strategy. What's the strategy part of it?
Oh, look, I think you're fine, Roey. I mean, a title's a title. At the end of the day, you're proven by the work that you do. But from a strategy point of view, I think you'll find, and I follow a fair bit of American sport as well, that into the future there'll be, positioning of future draft picks. Obviously, you've got free agency, you've got your trade period, and then obviously you've got your normal drafting itself. So from a strategy point of view, you're really not just looking at tomorrow, you're looking into the future and actually trying to put a strategy in place where, one, you get the ultimate success, and really I'm going into this to, hopefully be part of a successful unit and play in a premiership or be involved in a premiership. But I also know when it comes to list management, Graham Wright at Hawthorn, he would have enjoyed that success for 24 hours and then the next day he was looking to improve that list again. So I think that excites me. You're never actually going to have it perfect and you're always trying to work on it and always trying to get better. And the Adelaide Footy Club environment, I think that's what excites me. It's, they really want elite standards and really some hard work to really, get to that pinnacle.
Reidy, well, knowing all the ins and outs of player management, I guess relationships, contracts, prices, all the tricks you can or can't do on that side of the fence, you reckon that'll help you with this job?
I'd hope so, Roey. I've been doing my current role for 14 years, so it's still a learning curve for me. Obviously, going into club land and sitting back and listening and learning on how a footy department does run, but I like to think I'll also offer a lot of experience that I've had with how clubs go about it. Rightly or wrongly, and hopefully, pass a bit of that knowledge on to the footy club to, make it a working and elite environment for everyone around me.
The reason I ask is there's going to have to be a shift with you because a player manages bats for the player. Not that he doesn't have any thought process whatsoever for the club, that'd be unfair to say that, really, but now you've got to bat 100% for the club, and that word loyalty now will be bandied around a lot more from you than it would have been from the other side of the fence.
Oh, look, some management groups might go about it that way, Roey. I know Look, our job's there to try and get the best contract for the individual, but if you talk to a lot of the clientele that I've had a long-term relationship with, monetary is not always the first thing on the table when you have those discussions about career and what's important to the individual. Money's one thing, but there's other things that you need to take into account. So, hey, look, my role and the others with me at the club will be to try and keep that group together. I'm really big on retention, and obviously loyalty's bandied around, but I know that swings both ways. Clubs love to see loyalty from players, but at the same time, I've also seen clubs move players on quite quickly, and I think that's the nature of the game these days. So there'll be a shift there, but I think how I go about my business and the relationships I have, I don't think that will change too much.
How much of the list strategy is the list manager, so yourself, as opposed to the coach's philosophy? Is that some sort of marrying that has to take place, or do you take responsibility for managing the list going forward?
I mean, we'll sit down and have those discussions internally. I think ultimately, you know, we're all in it as a team, and I'm pretty big. And I know Walsh's used it a little bit, that team first approach. That's how I guess how I've been brought up as an individual, and how we look at it from an ESP perspective. So that excites me. But look, at the end of the day, if I come to a decision, which will be a group decision, but at the end of the day, it sits with me from a list point of view. So hey, if there's something that's been done or it hasn't worked out, I'll be the first person to put my hand up. So, you know, we're all in it together. We all play our role. And if we all play our role, then hopefully we'll have some success.
Some managers better to deal with than others, Reedy? You're going to have to deal with them all now.
No, you're going to. But like in life, you're always going to have to deal with different individuals. So not everyone's going to be the same. And that's exciting at the same time as well. So well, I've got good relationships with a lot of people in the industry. And you know, everyone's going to deal with things differently, and we'll just tackle each one at each time, I guess.
How do you get on with Paul Connors?
Paul and I get on really well. Actually, he doesn't live too far from me, actually. So Paul and I have got a good relationship, and but he's pretty transparent, and we get on well.
The only reason I ask, we covered the draft for 5AA on the Thursday. We saw you there, Reedy, and Paul Connors went up to Chris Scott right in front of us, and it was as good a man hug as I've seen. And to prove it, we got a photo. Did we or did we not?
You did, yeah.
Did we or did we not? And did I yell out a little bit of a scream? Was it a screech or a scream?
You yelled out to Panic. Paul and you said, hey, what are you doing? And he looked at us and chuckled. It was very good natured, don't worry.
But, but Reedy, look, we have all jokes about it, but Crikey's, you sign the Rory Sloane one and then get the Paddy D one done. You'll have a job for life, mate.
Oh, look, they're certainly both important players, but, mate, everyone's an important player on the list at Adelaide Footy Club. As you said, it takes a team to get that ultimate success, not just one or two individuals. So, but, yeah, I'll get briefed on that when I jump on board in January. And, you know me, Ro, I'm pretty cuddly, so I'm sure Paul will get a cuddle out of me if he needs one.
Well done, Reedy. We loved your dad. We still do. No question about that, John. Did he give you any advice?
Oh, he's probably biased. He's probably been pushing me for 10 years to get in the club, land, Roey. So,
yeah. Well done.
Look, I certainly lean to him, and you know, proud of what he achieved at the Adelaide Footy Club. And there's some learnings that I'll take from him, and at the same time, I'll be my own person as well. So, I'm sure he's proud of me.
What does the club have to do to become more of a destination club? There's been potentially the last couple of years some players who they've wanted to get to the club that perhaps have ended up elsewhere. What sort of improvements need to be made?
Oh, look, Biggs, I think, as I said, once I get in there, you know, as a group, we'll be able to address those things. I mean, as I said before, I'm big on retention, and retention comes through success. What also comes about the environment that you're trying to instill at the football club, and that's through, obviously, the people you employ, and starts from the top and the leadership and what you're trying to instill, you know, from a value point of view. So I still need to be, you know, get in there, get my hands dirty, see how that looks. And, you know, I'd like to think, you know, Adelaide's a great destination. With Adelaide Oval, Adelaide is a city from a lifestyle point of view. You know, it's an exciting venue and it's an exciting place to be at. So they're the things that you know, we'll try and put in place for now and for the future.
Well, congratulations on your appointment, mate. I'm sure you'll do a good job, and we'll be watching very closely, as most Adelaide fans will be.
Thanks, Rory. Thanks, Biggs.
Well done, Justin Reid. That's a great appointment. Yeah. That's a great appointment.
I think when you think about 14 years in the management industry, so you're thinking about, I think Justin looked after Ryan Griffin, for example, and did that deal, and countless others. So he knows what players are worth. He knows.
And they all mix in the same circles. The intel he's got, how clubs operate, I mean, that's going to be invaluable. And that's a really good get.
It is. And if you see the people that have gone on to be list managers, most of them, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them come from that management sports background. So, and look, some of them from there move on to become CEOs and the rest of it. So it'd be interesting to watch his career progress.
1-999-1395. There's about five of these. Justin Reid equals boys club appointment, alive and well at Westlakes. Well, I'll hit that fair on the head. Justin's highly respected at ESP. ESP would be one of, if not the best or the premier
biggest
sporting management agency.
Look after
elite
me,
sports
just, to, just to clear that.
Look after, and I'm not just saying it because Nettie's a mate, but they're highly respected. Tried his hardest to keep Reedy. The Crows won him. That's a great appointment. That is a terrific appointment because Nettie was convinced he could convince Justin to stay. Crows got him. So that's an organisation led by Mr. Fagan now, Andrew Fagan, that are building world's best practice, which are Port are trying to do with getting the best footy department they can wrap around Phil Walsh. And that's another great signature. So boys club alive and well, that's just Suki Lala stuff.
Yeah. Look, the other interesting thing for me is
name someone better that's going to be in that role. I mean, it's a great get for the club.
That's right. As I was saying, the thing that's interesting for me is the shift in mentality now. Both Port Adelaide and Adelaide now have list managers based in Melbourne. Now, that's a quantum shift from what most people's thinking would have been 3, maybe 5 years ago.
Even 12 months ago.
Yeah, and just the reasoning behind it. 60% of all draftees come from there. A lot of the clubs are based there. So much footy there. So just interesting to just, I guess, broadening the horizons of what both local clubs here are doing.
Great appointment. Justin Reid, the new Crows GM and list manager and strategy.